Welcome to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In the Orthodox Church, there are many hymns that honor the Theotokos, the Mother of God. Today, I would like to highlight a CD titled Rejoice, O Virgin. The selections on this recording are sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Ben Lomond, California, Alice Hughes and Anne Shep, directors. Our first selection is taken from the wedding ceremony. The text is taken from Psalm 45, verses 9 through 11, and is set in an 11th century Georgian chant. Let's now move to the feasts of the entrance of the Theotokos into the temple as a child and the Feast of Annunciation, where Mary learns from the angel Gabriel that she has been chosen to bear the Son of God. The first two hymns we'll hear are the Troparion of the Entrance, set in Byzantine chant tone 4, and the Ninth Ode of Matins, set in Greek chant. These will be followed by two hymns for Annunciation, the Communion hymn taken from Psalm 131, verse 14, set in Byzantine chant, and the Akathist Troparion of Annunciation, set in Byzantine chant tone 3.
Hail, O fulfillment of the Creator's plan.
The vigil service, comprised of Vespers and Matins, contains many beautiful hymns to the Virgin. Let's listen as Saints Peter and Paul Choir sings the Vespers hymn, Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, set in Byzantine chant tone 6, followed by the Magnificat of the Matin service, set in Byzantine chant tone 4.
Mary, full of grace,
A hymn to honor the Theotokos, known in Greek as Megalanarion, is sung after the Eucharistic canon at every Divine Liturgy. The first hymn we'll hear is set in Kievan chant Canon Ode 8, taken from the Feast of the Nativity of the Theotokos. This will be followed by the hymn from the Feast of the Meeting of the Lord in the Temple, set in Byzantine chant Tone 3. The third Megalanarion is sung during a normal liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, set in Russo-Greek chant Tone 4. The last Megalanarion, also set in Russo-Greek chant Tone 8, is taken from the Liturgy of St. Basil the Great, which is celebrated during Great Lent and on certain feast days.
Oh,
In the Orthodox Church, many feasts of the Theotokos use the verses from Psalm 116 for the communion hymn. The setting of this communion hymn is composed by John Erickson. It will be followed with the Kontakion of the Akathist, a service of praise to the Mother of God. This Kontakion is set in Greek chant, tone 8. Both are sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul. As we close today's program highlighting the CD Rejoice, O Virgin, let's listen to a hymn attributed to St. Nectarius of Aegina. This is also an Akathist hymn set in Byzantine chant tone 3 and sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Orthodox Church in Ben Lomond, California.
You are.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain the recording heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 122. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.